Across the ASEAN, only on Money FM 89.3.
Ongoing demonstrations in Bangkok show no signs of abating, with protesters clamoring for Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha's resignation and political reforms regarding the monarchy. This, though, has brought some unwanted uncertainty to markets, and that has also weighed on both stocks and the Thai baht in recent weeks. Well, let's get a closer look at what's going on in Thailand and also what's shaking Thai markets specifically. Today on Across the ASEAN, we're pleased to be joined by Mr. Andrew Stotz, the former president of the CFA chapter of Thailand and also the founder and CEO of A. Stotz Investment Research. He's been in Thailand covering Thai markets for the last three decades, and he's here to share with us what he's seeing on the ground out in Bangkok and how it's impacting markets. Mr. Stotz, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you are safe and in good health, you and your loved ones, that is. And welcome back to the show, sir. It's been a while.
I'm so happy to be back.
Great. Okay, so before we start things off, our listeners want to know a little bit more about what's going on the ground out in Bangkok. Given the fact that you are pretty much at ground zero, can you give us an idea of what's going on in Thailand and what you're seeing on the ground and how it's impacted daily life for Thai residents, citizens, and yourself?
So we have these protests that are going on by young students, and I was just out visiting one of the locations a couple of days ago. And what you see is a very calm, relaxed group of people sitting on the floor in the middle of an intersection, in the middle of a road, and maybe singing songs and shouting slogans. And basically, they are exercising something they've never exercised before. They are exercising, you know, their demands of saying, we want change. And I think that they have a whole different experience with the monarchy than prior, the older generation. And also, they have different expectations of a government and a prime minister than what the older generation has. So it's mainly young people leading this. And I just find that very interesting and fascinating compared to the protests in the past that were led by the older folks.
So it seems that you're hinting at a significant generational shift out in Thailand. Is this really a sign of the times really changing and perhaps some of the younger Thai citizens just saying, hey, you know what, we think we would like things to be run differently? And how is this a culture clash, that is, or generational clash perhaps, playing out in terms of bringing uncertainty to the Thai economy and markets?
I mean, the first thing is I suspect that we'll have a global trend of young versus old backlash. The older folks are the people that have been impacted by COVID, and they've shut down everything. And who suffers? The young people who aren't getting COVID and they aren't dying from COVID, but yet they have no job opportunities and all that. So I think that what you're seeing in Thailand is possibly a prelude for what you see in many other countries around the world. But to get back to this, I think the key thing here is that this is a grassroots movement. They've splintered where they're popping up, you could almost say, flash mobs in different areas. And they're really frustrating the political situation here. That's causing uncertainty in the market. And uncertainty ultimately is where an active investor, fund manager, can take advantage of that. And every time that I've seen significant uncertainty in the Thai market, it goes down. And ultimately, it ends up being a buying opportunity. So I would say, you know, I see that right now.
Let me stay on that point you just made there, Mr. Stott, since in some analysts, actually, even here in Singapore, have pointed out that this could actually be a buying opportunity because of how far stocks have fallen. I believe they're at their lowest levels in 6 months for the Thai set, if I'm not mistaken there. And they've also pointed out, despite a long history of coup d'etat since Thailand became a constitutional monarchy, Thailand's always emerged from things resilient and intact. But however, the protests itself, if the demands are met and we start to see a resignation for prime minister, changes of the constitutional monarchy, I mean, wouldn't some of these changes that they're asking for actually fundamentally and structurally change things and thus introduce perhaps even more uncertainty that might be more long-standing for markets? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think in the end, there's a limit to what this can change. But I suspect that one of the things that it probably is going to put pressure on is for the next election for prime minister, for the ministers. You know, this prime minister has been in power now for 6 years. In fact, the only prime minister that lasted that long or close to that long was Thaksin Shinawat. So, in fact, we're in a situation right now where you could say it probably is getting to be time for a change in leadership, and that's really what they're demanding. When you look at monarchy and that type of stuff, that's a very much more complex situation that I don't suspect is going to change, you know, anytime soon. And I believe that's part of the reason why the older people are staying out of it right now. But eventually, I believe that the parents of these kids are eventually going to get involved in one way or another. And the easiest thing is to put pressure on the government right now for change.
Right. We're still speaking to Mr. Andrew Stotz, the CEO of A-Stotz Investment Research on Across the ASEAN. He's out in Bangkok seeing things unfold real time with regards to the demonstrations that have really gripped that entire country. I do want to ask about whether or not there are concerns that these current demonstrations, because we're seeing pictures of thousands of young people out on the streets protesting. But as we know, COVID-19 hasn't really gone away. Are there concerns from markets and the broader Thai population that these protests could actually raise the risk of reigniting COVID-19 infections because of how close people are together? From what you're seeing, are folks wearing masks? And so, do you think this could actually be a concern moving forward in the next couple of weeks?
I think we can put this one to bed.
Sure.
It's not a problem. The reason why, first of all, we've only had 3,700 cases in Thailand and only 60 deaths. So it's not like COVID has ravaged the country. Number two, all of the people in Thailand now are wearing masks, indoors, outdoors. So even these protesters are wearing masks at the protests. And so I don't see that it's going to cause that significant of a problem. And even as we know, for young people, the incidence of severity as well as death is almost minuscule with COVID infection for young people. I think that's one we don't have to worry about.
Fair enough. So let's zero in again on the markets themselves. As we mentioned, well, stocks have fallen to the lowest in 6 months. For the first time in days, we've seen the Thai baht starting to regain some lost ground, but still pretty weak because of what's going on. Which sectors might be most severely impacted? We know that tourism has taken a huge blow because of COVID-19, but these demonstrations themselves might add another wrinkle of uncertainty. Which sectors do you think might be more vulnerable or might experience extra vulnerability because of what's going on, Mr. Stotz?
Well, I think this is where you could argue that really the economic impact of these protests are not going to be huge unless we get some kind of massive political gridlock. But the point is that, first of all, we've already had 40 million tourists last year, now down to almost zero this year. So the main tourist cities, Bangkok, Phuket, the south, has been deflated. And so it's not like these protests are going to cause a worse deflation of that domestic economy. In fact, protests bring people out to go shopping and buy noodles and buy coffee and that type of stuff. So in a sense, I would say I wouldn't expect that this is going to hit the overall economy that much. The second thing I would argue is that Thailand is starting to benefit from the trade war between the U.S. and China. And the result of that is that Thai companies are starting to see orders pick up from the export front.
What about foreign direct investment, though? Thailand has been highlighted as a potential beneficiary if we start to see some of these supply chains relocating or shifting towards some of these countries. Thailand's been seen as a potential candidate to benefit from these because of the manufacturing base. But could the uncertainty and instability perhaps cause some long-term impact towards foreign investment inflows into the country?
I feel pretty positively about this because basically COVID has been handled very well and we don't have problems to an extreme extent. Number one, Thailand is a relatively attractive investment location. They've got a labor force. They've got, you know, the infrastructure for it. And I think that the other thing is it's a business friendly place. So anybody that's doing foreign direct investment in Thailand, first of all, they're probably being pressured by their supply chain to get out of China and have, you know, more other location, more diversity in their locations. So they're already getting pressure to come in that case. But anybody that's making a foreign investment into Thailand for a factory or something like that, they're not going to be spooked by a political change like this or political pressure that they're facing. I just don't think it's going to have a major impact. I would just highlight, you know, these protests are small compared to some of the ones that we've had in the past. And they're strong. I mean, they're fighting hard, but they also don't have any resources. The one I went out to yesterday the other day was about 500 people, not too far from my house. And they only have like one bullhorn to shout out and cheer. Whereas the protests in the past, they set up huge stages. They have sound systems. They've been financed by rich people. Nobody's financing these student protests right now, and that keeps them under control to a certain extent.
So finally, Mr. Stotz, I do want to ask you about what your outlook is and your strategy is heading into the year. And these protests in Thailand themselves are just the latest possible uncertainty and risk igniters for what could be a very interesting last 3 months of the year. As we know, the U.S. elections just around the corner also. What are you advising clients and investors to do given the myriad of uncertainties that are out there, specifically for Thai markets and also global markets?
Well, I think we have to start with the U.S., and I think with the election and just where the U.S. is at with the amount of money that's been pumped into the system, I feel like the U.S. market is the biggest risk out there, and I believe that the U.S. market will eventually start to come down. And when that does, I'm telling clients to be positioned also in, you know, some bonds. Right now, I'm about 15% of the portfolio in bonds and about 30% in gold. And so I've been focusing the equity positions actually in Asia because Asia's already come down a lot. So what I'm seeing is the risk is the U.S. market starts to fall. And as that really starts to fall, it is going to hit Asia. But Asia is in probably better position because the markets have already fallen to a certain extent, especially in the ASEAN markets, which are down, 25%, including Thailand. So I would say there could be a jump down if the U.S. market fell. But then at that point, Asia and particularly ASEAN should look pretty attractive.
I'd like to thank Mr. Andrew Stotz, the founder and CEO of A-Stotz Investment Research out in Bangkok, for joining us today on Across the ASEAN and giving us a closer look at what's going on in the capital. As always, I wish you and your loved ones, Mr. Stotz, safety and good health during these very interesting but also trying times. And please stay safe out there, sir.
Thanks, JP.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.